Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Alice Davidson, and she's the director of Little Lambs and More. So good morning to you, Alice.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good, and I know that you're getting anxious to kind of get a new fall year started off here. So let's talk about Little Lambs first. What is Little Lambs?
Little Lambs is a preschool for both three-year-olds and four-year-olds. Our three-year-olds go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 9 to 11:30, and it's $60 a month. And our four-year-olds go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoons from 12 to 3:30. And as long as they're four before September 15th, they fall underneath the Universal Grant, so it's free for them.
That sounds like a good opportunity for parents. How do parents, you think, get to know about Little Lambs? Where do you put that news out?
Well, we've done a lot of Facebook advertising. We've tried to get just word of mouth, be here at the Produce in the Park. We've done just put signs up everywhere that we can. And just mainly word by mouth is what we're trying to get out.
And that is probably the most effective, because when you hear something face-to-face, that's a bigger impact than seeing a sign, for sure. So what kinds of activities do you do? You've got that age range, not a big age range, but you have an age range. What are some of the kinds of activities you do? I'm guessing you don't watch much television.
Oh, we have no TV at all. For the three-year-olds, we start out with social-emotional, and that's just more of getting them to learning how to play with each other and sharing. We do games with them, a lot of music, a lot of art activities that they get to do on their own. We do offer snack in the morning for them. And our four-year-olds, they learn more of their ABCs, recognizing their name and the sounds, and getting ready for kindergarten. And Mrs. McKee, who also teaches at Jack and Jill in the Mornings, is our afternoon teacher. And she's done a wonderful job with us. This is her second year here, so we're excited to get those little ones coming and get to be ready for kindergarten.
And do you have an official opening, a starting date? Do you have an official starting date, or is it kind of like whenever people need you?
We, for the preschool, we're going to have open house on the 21st from 5:30 to 7, and then we actually start our preschool after Labor Day. The three-year-olds will start on that Tuesday after Labor Day, and the four-year-olds will start on that Wednesday afterwards.
Okay, so listen up and kind of be thinking ahead, because it seems to me when school starts, everybody, whether they have children or not, everybody's lives kind of run according to the school schedule. But if you have kids in school, that's another whole thing. So you kind of need to pay attention to that. Now, you have a second part to what you do.
Yes, we have a Kids Come First. It's our daycare part. And we take three-year-olds up to 11th or 5th grade. And we are open from 5:30 in the morning till 6 at night to accommodate those early morning parents that need to get to their job. We offer breakfast for them and school-age kids. We then get them on the bus and up to school. Other kids then are there all day. We do a lot of activities with them, the same of games and learning and things. And after school, we go up and get the kids then, and they ride the bus back, and we make sure they get their homework done and just give them some time to unwind from school. We only charge $2.75 an hour for the first child, and then it's $2 for the second one. And we only charge by the times that they are there. We don't have a set that you have to be there so many hours. We also take drop-in kids, too. So if a parent needs to go run an errand, as long as they're registered with our program, they can come in at any time, and they're only charged for that time that they're there.
Because, sometimes people have doctor's appointments or things like that aren't on a regular basis, so it's good to know that they have a spot where they could come. Now, you said you have up to fifth grade,
right?
And I'm thinking some fifth graders think that they should be able to go home alone and take care of themselves, or sometimes take care of siblings. What kind of reaction do you get from those fourth and fifth graders who think, I could be home alone?
Well, yeah, we do get that, but we try to come up with some activities that's fun for them to do also, and just to show them that, you know, we are there and that we're concerned about them, and encourage the parents that, you know, it's not always good until they're 12 or so to for them to be at home, even if it is a short time. So we keep them busy, and we're looking forward because we are getting our playground is going to be updated. We're waiting for cement. We're going to have a tricycle bicycle track, and we're going to build a dome out of old tires and just some new things for the kids and for the older kids too.
Yeah, you got to keep them busy because otherwise they get in trouble, and that's part of the problem of being home is when they're not busy they can get in trouble. Not necessarily to be naughty, but just, you know, explore things and like, oops, that's a problem. So talk a little bit about your background, Alice. You've been working with Little Lambs, I think, for quite a while.
Pastor Davidson and I have been in Atlantic for 13 years, and I've been involved in all aspects of the Kids Come First and Little Lambs. I started out as Kid Come First, just helping out, and then I became a helper in preschool. Then I became the three-year-old preschool teacher, and last year our other director quit, and I took over that position. So I've been now the director for a year, so I've been everywhere. I know every aspect of that program.
And it is, I'm sure, a bit different when you're totally with kids versus now as director you have some paperwork to take care of.
Oh, I have a lot of paperwork. That's what I do, and I do miss being with the kids, but I love it when the kids come in and they come looking for me to give me hugs and stuff, and I still get into the classroom as much as I can. But yeah, you got a lot of government paperwork and just keeping track of all the registration forms and making sure we keep on track.
And because there are a number of requirements by, I think, the state of Iowa, by the federal government, you have a number of requirements that you have to be sure you meet.
We do. We have to go with it's called QQPS. It's quality care. We are rated at a 3, but I'm hoping to get us at a 4 again. Yeah, there's a lot of regulations that you have to follow and what the kids can do, and it's, you have to keep up on that. And then we are also part of the food program, which also requires quite a bit of paperwork, and we have healthy breakfast that we serve in the morning, and then we serve a morning and an afternoon snack, and that's all through the food program.
Well, that means that these kids are getting some nutritious snacks, and keep them going because they got to keep that energy up. If they don't already have enough energy, you need to keep that going too, Alice.
Lots of fruits and vegetables is what we serve. Lots of fruits and vegetables.
And do you find kids going either, well, I don't like that, or I've never eaten that before?
Oh, yeah. Some of them will say, oh, I don't like that at all. Well, and every once in a while we give them a treat, but they have to eat their vegetable first before they can have the treat. So they don't like that all the time, but they try it then.
But I'm guessing that is sometimes surprises them that, oh, well, that's not as bad as I thought it was.
Yes. Yeah, we have some that have finally figured out that, hey, maybe I do like that, and then they're willing to try it again next time.
Sorry to say, they've probably been listening to either older siblings or their parents going, I don't like that, and have never even tried it. So you give them an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, we try to do, we cook with the kids also. So, you know, we get them involved in learning how to cook, and they see that, oh, we made this. So, you know, we try to put our vegetables in different things, and sometimes the kids don't realize it.
Now, I know in the past you've also raised some vegetables. Are you still able to do that?
No, we're not. We really miss Laura Olson, who was our teacher, and she was so dear to us, and she did a lot of the gardening and stuff, and I just don't have the time now with being the director and stuff to take that over too. So,
well, now, maybe you need a volunteer.
I would take any volunteers who would like to come and help us plant garden or anything. That would be great.
So it is okay to have volunteers come and help you?
Yes, we can have volunteers, and I would love to have kids, volunteers come read to kids and stuff too. That would be great.
Okay, so again, if you're maybe, you know, you've had younger kids in your life and now you don't, well, this would be a chance to get acquainted again and do some volunteering. So, Alice, we have not talked about where this is held.
We are in the basement of Zion Lutheran Church at 8011 Oak Street, and the number is 243-7797. So we welcome anybody to come and visit us, or just come and see what we're all about.
Great. Thank you very much, Alice Davidson, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what can be.